Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, hey Carl, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. As you could probably tell if you got my email, a little frustrated, but I'm doing fine. So how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Good, good. Did you get my now I know you probably would have called me back within the next half hour or so, but I wanted to know because I leave here on Friday afternoons at 5, you're still at 2. So, there's the time difference. So anyway, obviously as I look at the calendar and I realize I've got way less than a month to sell 1,000 books of the main event in the coast of Maine, that we got to get cracking. So what I did was, because I've never really heard you approach it in this way, I set dates and goals, right? As every successful business does. And so I sent you a copy. Did you get that yet?
Yep.
You might
It's the
not have unless
marketing.
you've been.
It's the
Yeah,
marketing
the
plan for
marketing
Google,
plan. Yep.
right?
Yep.
Yep. I can see
Yep.
it over here.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is go through that and either make a commitment that we will do that or tell me why we can't. Okay? 'Cause I know I'm pretty ambitious on some of my goals. That's the way I've always run my business. That's why I've been successful. And we've never talked about goals. It's always been, well, when we're ready and when this happens. And that isn't a good business goal. You know that. So I've set down some specific goals so that we can actually meet them and then achieve book sales. And of course I'll get book sales through the year from the others, I hope. But the main event is the one I'm critical of because I promised people a year ago, before that other publisher scammed me, that those books would be in their hands this summer. And we're very quickly running out of summer because in 3 weeks, all of the cottage owners and the visitors and the vacationers will go away. So unless it doesn't bother you to make me wait another year for those sales, right?
No.
I mean,
I
I
won't.
can't do that,
I will
Steve.
never do that, Carl.
Okay. So I'm very anxious on the main event to get started. And as I said, I will drive to Maine and sign books and hand deliver them to bookstores, etc. But I won't do it unless we have books ready to ship to bookstores, right? Books
Yep, that's
ready to
right.
ship to gift stores. And that's why that is the first and must be the fastest priority.
I got
Now
it.
that they're all proofread, we need to get them, make sure that they've got the imprint and all that stuff, and make sure that the table of contents are correct, and we've got to get them printed.
So, Carl, I was about to send you this file. I do have the final proofread file of the main event.
Yeah, and what do I have to do? Proofread it again?
Yep, just check the table of contents and just go through it and then provide me your feedback. If it is good to go, then we will move towards the
Okay.
publishing.
All right. The only thing I'll do is check the table of contents. I just got done reading it. I'm cross-eyed. And
Perfect.
it takes me 2 to 3 days to really proofread 270 pages. We don't have 2 or 3 days.
I got your
So
point.
I will look at the table of contents and I'll send you back, print this book. Well, you got to publish it first.
Sure, perfect. We will do that. I will just share it with you. Beside this, I have also shared the final proofread file of Out of the Fog. Have you checked it by any chance?
No, I haven't checked it. I've checked it so much. I'll check it this weekend and we will print it. We will publish it on Monday.
All right, perfect. So I have shared it on Monday, the Out of the Fog, the
Okay.
final file, and I can see that you have just replied today.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I can't remember what I've done because I've been looking at books, and you send me one while I'm proofreading another. I can't read and read and read two different books at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I got your point, Carl. So, yeah, I got your point. We have proofread all the books several times. It is just the last one, the main event. I will just share it with you for your final feedback, and then we will be good to go for all four of the books. So we can do the publishing on Monday.
Yep. And then, of course, you've seen that I keep checking every day, and I don't see a website for me up there yet. There's no marketing tool that I have. So other than me starting to make hundreds of phone calls to bookstores, which they won't take because they don't know me from Adam, I'm just checking now, www.jcarlgoodman.com. We'll see if my website is up.
Just give me a minute because I have updated everything over the website.
It isn't there.
Just 1 minute.
I just checked it. It isn't there. And, of course, you know, the website is something that's sort of living and breathing, meaning if it goes up and it's missing something, I'll tell you, that can be added. It can constantly, you know, be changing and updated.
Uh-huh. All right, Carl, I can see here. All right, I'll ask the team to update to get the website live today.
Okay.
Because it's good to go. Everything is updated over there. And just one thing. In the contact section, we do require, like it's not necessary, but if you want to add an address, like the office address, phone number, and the email address.
No, but you can add the email address, Carl Goodman, jcarlgoodman@gmail.com, and that's the email. Oh, and the website. You can add that. I suppose you could if I give my phone number, well, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, you can put the phone number in there, but the first time I get a phone call from some other publishing company, which I already get 5 a week, trying to sell me on transferring my publishing to them and paying them $20,000 because they're better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
if the first time I get that call, I will have you take that phone number off of there immediately.
So in that case, I would suggest that not to put up the phone number over there. Let's just go with the email address.
Good. Yeah, that's good because if somebody emails me and wants to talk with me, like if a radio station wants an interview, like that should be in the web page. You know, Carl will make himself available for radio, television interviews, newspaper, etc. If somebody calls me and wants one of those, hey, I'll give them my address or my phone number. But you know, I don't want to be besieged by scams because they're just
mm-hmm.
everywhere. I can't trust anybody. You know.
I got you. Concerned.
Terrible.
No worries. So we will only put the email address over there.
Good.
And beside this.
And also, if you can add a statement somewhere that says, J. Carl Goodman is excited about talking to you. If you would like to do, if you are a newspaper, television, radio station, or podcast, please contact Carl for an interview. You know, that because that will allow me to sell the books and talk about them and develop relationships.
Sure. Can you please just repeat it? It's J. Carl Goodman is excited to talk to you if you were any media house.
Absolutely. Any media house, newspaper, publication, podcast, etc. Carl is anxious and willing to grant you an interview for his sake and yours, or whatever you want to say. So please email Carl at the address below, and he'll get back to you very quickly.
Sure.
Something like that. That would be great. As you can tell, I'm all about the sales right now. I'm all about the marketing.
All right, got it.
Okie doke. And then we'll probably talk. Are you going to be in on Monday?
Yep, I will be in the office
Good.
On Monday.
Well, we'll probably talk on Monday because as I establish these goals, see, I can't do my job till you do yours, right? I can't call a bookstore in Maine and say, I've got these books for you until I actually can order or they can order them through you, right? And get them.
Right.
I can't call people and tell them about this until I have some product to share with them, and I have no product. And by the way, my book sales in the store, I sold 10 books between yesterday and today.
That's great.
It is great, except I have 3 left of Out of the Fog and 5 left of The Dysfunctional Family. I will sell them out by Tuesday. Then not only will I not be able to sell them online, I won't have any to sell here. So you've just, at that point, I will have stopped all sales of that book.
So please tell me how many copies of each book will you be acquiring?
Well, of each book, what I do is because a lot of people have already bought Out of the Fog and The Dysfunctional Family, what I will probably do is order 30 paperbacks and 10 hardcovers of each of the Out of the Fog and The Dysfunctional Family. Then, because nobody's yet, I've given away a couple of them, but the book is so bad from the previous scammers. I will probably order 70 of Critical Point paperbacks and only 10 hardcovers. So probably 30 hardcovers of the Critical Point. Because, see, I've had that book done for 2 years. I haven't even had a book launch yet. So I need those books so that I can have a book launch party, at least locally, right?
Got it.
And so that we can begin to market it. Then that's Critical Point. For the main event, I have no idea because when I go to Maine, in September, I will probably take 20 copies with me, right? Just to give to see, there are a lot of friends who live there who I use their names in the book. So I'll be having to give those away. I'll give one to all of the gift shops and say, you ought to order this. And I'll give a couple to the library, right, to get them. And so my guess is for the main event, and I will have the book launch for the main event, even though I'll have it earlier, I'll have it after I get back from Maine, you know, because we'll do Critical Point, you know, in a couple of weeks once I've got the books. And then I'll do the main event book launch after I get back from Maine, but I'll do it while I'm there. And if I need to go to Maine earlier, right? I will. And then the other thing, so probably for the Dysfunctional Family, or I mean for the main event, it'll probably be the same, 70 soft covers and 30 hard covers.
All right.
And I know that'll cost me a couple of $1,000.
I will get an quotation on these number of books. And then I'll let you know the best possible price we can offer you.
Yep, and how quickly?
It's going to be today. I'll try to get it.
No, I mean how quickly I can get them. I know you'll do it right away. I trust you, Steve. I just want to know how quickly I can have them because I can't even call the newspaper. They've been good to me locally and put nice articles in, but I can't even call them till I know when I'll have the books because I don't dare schedule a book launch and end up without any books.
So, Carl, let me tell you how we process the printed copies. First, we only ship out one copy just to make sure, just to get your feedback if everything is correct.
Oh, okay.
And good
that
get.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and after getting your feedback that it's good to go, there are no revisions required, the printing, the book cover, everything is perfect, then we will ship out the remaining copies.
Very well.
So
super. If you can give me a price on the hardcovers and softcovers, because they all have different numbers of pages, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you can give me the prices of those, because frankly, I'm going to have to cash out savings to sell these books. I know you won't just give them to me, so I wish
I could do that, Carl.
No, I understand, Steve. You have to make your income too. But I mean, I'm at the stage where I either quit doing this or I say I'm committed to be successful, and if it costs me my entire life savings, I'll do that even if I starve when I'm 80. You know, I have to commit to this. So, but I don't have anything left. I mean, I'm broke. That's why I've got to go into my retirement accounts to do this. So if you'll give me the best deal and fastest. Now, there's one other thing I mentioned, and it seems easy, but I know it's not. And that is to have an email blast, marketing blast, to all public libraries in the U.S. about my books. And I know that creating and sending an email blast is easy. And I know somewhere there has to be an email list of all the public libraries, acquisition librarians who do that. I don't know where to get it. I'm presuming you guys probably have that information or at least have the knowledge of it.
Yeah, I have to ask about that from the marketing team. And if I get any update from them, I'll surely let you know.
Very well. Because, you know, it's interesting. One of my friends who's a very successful author said, you know, one of the biggest aids I got to high book sales was libraries. And I said, really? She says, yeah. She says, every city in this country has a library. And if half of those libraries, or even 20% of those libraries, order one copy of each of your books, you will sell thousands and thousands of books. So she said, do not forget to market to libraries. And I thought, that's a great idea, but I can't expect anybody else to do it. You know, we need to do that together. You have the knowledge and the skill.
Okie-doke. I got your concern, Carl. I will be looking out the marketing plan that you have shared with me. Beside this, I will be sharing with you the proofread file of book 4.
Great.
The main event, and I believe we are good to go with the Out of the Fog, Dysfunctional Family, and the Critical Point. All three of
them are
ready to publish, right?
Yeah, I believe they are, and your writers can more easily just do, you know, all they have to do before publishing is look at two things. Number one is, does the cover look good? They can tell, right? And the second, three things. The second thing is on the publication page, do they have the imprint, is the name of the book correct, and the author, do they have the ISBNs and the LCCNs and the Penguin imprint, and on the front page, do they have the jcarlgoodman@gmail.com and the website www.jcarlgoodman.com. And then, I mean, it's when those things are messed up, people notice those errors really quickly because they're on the first 3-4 pages of the book. So we do that. And then the other thing is, please share with your marketing people marketing goals, the date goals that I've given you, because that's really vital. That if we don't meet those dates, I will be in trouble. See, I promised a year ago that I'd have the main event to those folks in Maine. Already I've heard from some saying, Carl, you lied to us. You did not tell us the truth. And remember, I've been saying for months we needed to get it done. Okay, you know that. I know that.
We'll get it published by Monday, Carl, all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we can surely tell them that it's going to be up and running by next week. Because it's going to take 24 to 72 hours to get the books live.
Sure. And then the other thing is, when they say, Carl, I'd like to order 30 books and get them in next week, we can't do that. Because it's right now print on demand. So that's why we've got to get up.
Yes, that's right. I got your point. So, yeah, also I will be sharing the quotation with you for the book.
Super.
If you give the approval, so we are going to process the printed copy, the first printed copy of each of the book by Monday. And
super.
After getting your feedback on the printed copy, then we're going to process the remaining copies.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you understanding that I normally am much more calm than this, but the closer we get to either success or failure, it scares me. I don't like to fail.
Nobody likes to fail. I got your point.
You know, and I am the one, not you, I am the one who pays the price for not having book sales and not doing the things that I told people we'd be ready to go, right?
That's right.
This has got to get done. And then once we're done into that, then what we'll do is talk about how do we present these books to traditional publishing to get really big sales. So, okie doke. Or how do we sell them to movie companies, right? Movie and TV companies. There you go.
That's right. So, Carl, there is one more thing.
Yeah.
I also got the social media calendar for the first month of the marketing, and it's ready from the marketing team. I will be sharing it with you along with the file of the main event. So I want you to have a look at it and provide me your feedback.
That would be great. Thank you. And then if you could just check and see if you have that, I don't know what you call it, but the email list for acquisition librarians at libraries through the country so we can get that cracking too as soon as the books are available because libraries don't like to order print on demand.
I have written it down, and I will be sharing it with the marketing team, and we'll get an update from them as well.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Steve.
No worries, Carl. Anything
all
else
right.
for
oh,
me?
Now, yeah, I'm going to make a recommendation to you. Okay?
Sure. Please go ahead.
Okay. I called in to talk to you,
and
I talked with somebody like most of them, you know, with a heavy accent, who answered the phone. And they said, good afternoon, may I help you? And I said, sure. I said, is this Penguin Book Writers? Well, who's calling, right? And I said, that shouldn't make a difference. Is this Penguin Book Writers? It didn't sound like it got the right address or the right phone number. And he asked again, well, who is this calling? Like, we don't tell you who you're calling. And I'm going, that's real bullshit in a professional organization. It's terrible. And so I said, look, my name is Carl Goodman. I am one of your authors if you are Penguin Book Writers. I was really hot at that point, you know. And he said, oh, yes, you've reached Penguin Book Writers. You should answer the phone, Penguin Book Writers. May I help you?
Carl, let me tell you what the problem is. It's just the operator. We do have a few more like businesses over here, so that's why they just need to confirm like who are you and who do you want to talk to. But let's do this. Let me share with you my personal cell number, and from now onwards, just give me a call on my phone, and you can directly reach me out on this number.
Hold on, let me, I'll put it in my cell phone. Hold on. Okay, hold on a second. But you can understand how that sounds. So
I got your point.
Crazy. It is terrible.
So yeah, just for the future, you can directly give me a call or send me a text, and I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, hold on a second.
Or should I just send you a message? Let's do this.
No, that's okay. Hold on. I've got the work number, and I've got a mobile number that says 408-689-6899, but I think that's Samantha Hayes' mobile number.
I'm not sure. I need to look up. Just tell me the number you're calling from, 585-259-1865. Is it your cell number?
Mm-hmm. That's my cell number, yes.
All right. Let me just...
No, my cell number is 585-259-1865. The
yeah.
number I'm calling you from is my desk number, but that's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Either
Let
one
me
works.
Let me just send you a message on your cell number.
Okay. Also, I'm just going to erase what I think is. So what is your cell number? Or private number, whichever.
I just sent you a text, and my number is 315. I believe you have it.
Mm-hmm. 315-234. And what are the last four? It just
0334.
234.
No, 0334.
0334. So it's 315-234-0334. Got it. Thank you. 315. That's a New York area code.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. The reason I know is because I was 716 when I lived in New York, and so 315 was literally that area code started 5 miles down the road from me. Okay. All right. Well, I really do appreciate you. And what I'll tell you is thank you for putting up with me when I get agitated and anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You
no
and
worries.
I both know I'm that way, especially when things aren't happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just fine if we're meeting goals. If we're not, then I'm going, And I'm that way with myself, too. When you give me books to read and I've got to get them done before
mm-hmm.
we can proceed, I kick myself. Why aren't I getting this done, you know? Because the only way I can make money is to sell books, and the only way I can sell books is to have books, and I've got to have books that are well done and correct and without misspelling and errors and all that. So, also, I had also mentioned to you, and I think you know, on my formatting for the books, at the very top, every other page should have J. Carl Goodman, and then the other page top should have the title of the book.
Yep, exactly. That's what we will be following on all of the books. One page says
Super.
Your name, other one says the name of the book.
That's wonderful.
The top.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
See, I want to be a bestseller. That when somebody, another client asks you, have you had any great success? You can say, yes, Carl Goodman. He's a New York Times bestseller. He's an Amazon bestseller. And, you know, I want to be the guy that you point to.
You surely will be. I'll just try my level best to do whatever I can, and it's going to happen.
Okay. And, Steve, I hope you have a good weekend. You can relax a couple hours. You get to go home.
Sure. Same to you, Carl.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You bet. We'll talk Monday.
Sure. We will. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.